Hey guys, how are you? Welcome into a Monday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast with me, Matt Perrault. My Twitter handle at SportsTalkMatt. Betting pros at Betting Pros every single morning. We are here for the Daily Juice Podcast and being brought to you by BetMGM, where if you're in Illinois, you can use the promo code JUICE150 for a $10 bet, which will give you $150 win or lose using that promo code JUICE150 when you sign up for a new account at BetMGM or BetMGM.com. Somebody asked me yesterday, how do I use it? Now, each individual state, the apps can vary a little bit, but for the most part, what's going to happen is that you're going to have a chance to enter a promo code when you guys make a deposit. And then you make a $10 bet. And then the next morning, at least in New Jersey, what happened with me was you make a $10 bet and then you get $150, three $50 bets pop up in your account to be able to use whenever, however you want to use them. So Illinois, get on board, hop on in. Very, very cool stuff. All right. So yesterday was a weird day. Now, let me just say this. If you bet all four bets that we made available publicly, officially, you won money. Okay. The juice went 1-2. The Discord bet hit 2-2. Both parlays hit for us. All right. So the Discord bet, Rutgers to Temple and SMU plus 120, half a unit, that hit. And Celtics money line and Nuggets, whew, sweat, money line hit as well at plus 150. I was brain dead last night. I don't know what was going on, but I had a third leg for whatever reason. Third leg clicked. And so that's why it was a plus 300 parlay. That's not what it should have been. That was a three legger and it was an under for some dumb reason. So that's why the numbers were all messed up. I didn't notice it for some stupid reason, but that's just kind of the nature of how things are with late night betting and being stupid. So I apologize for that. But plus 150 was the actual cashing Nuggets Celtics money line bet plus 150. So we got those two bets right. Houston, dead wrong. Horrible handicap, bad bet by me. And then Fords ran into each other and wrecked each other in the race here in Vegas for NASCAR. That wasn't good. So we lost that as well. But we wound up winning money if you bet the Discord bet. I also had a really weird day betting. So on the Discord channel, I listed like every bet I made. Loyola plus, minus five and the under, both cashed. Michigan plus four, cashed. What else came in? Oh, Celtics minus 4.5 parlayed with the Nuggets minus 3.5. How about that Nuggets overtime sweat money line and the cover at 3.5, that cashed. What else came in? Couple other things came in. I'll have to go back and look, but I won back everything I lost a couple days ago when we lost those three units. I won four units yesterday. Like, it was kind of a weird day. So like the official plays were only like, okay, but I hit everything else. But if you were on the Discord channel with us, that's one reason why I say like, hang out. The Michigan bet wasn't mine. Okay. That was a friend of mine who told me to bet it. So I bet it. That's some people, you guys are like, why don't you make all these plays official? Well, because it's not my handicap. So I'm essentially like stealing somebody else's work. So I'm just trailing, and I'll tell you, hey, I'm trailing. You want to hop on in, go ahead and trail. It was a weird day. It was a very profitable day. It was a good day. I won everything that we were lost a couple of days ago, but I should have made the Loyola minus five and I should have made the under in that game official. I teased it. I talked about it. I used it for the Discord bet. If you wanted to vote on it, you could, but everybody liked Sammy's parlay. Everyone liked it and good, rightfully so. Plus 120 comes in, cashes and brings us home back to back weeks. The Discord bet hit. I know Sunday mornings for a lot of you guys, not the most ideal. It wasn't just because I was tied up Saturday morning. That's why we did it Sunday morning. And so we'll go back to Saturday morning coming up this weekend. I might do it both days. Might do it Saturday and Sunday because Sunday is Selection Sunday and there's a lot of championship games on Sunday. So I might do it for both days. We may do a double Discord bet weekend for Saturday and Sunday heading into March Madness. So today is also a strange day, okay, because, well, there are a bunch of small level college basketball tournaments, including the West Coast Conference semifinals here in town in Vegas. We've got some championship games, some tickets being punched. We've got some semifinals for some lower level schools as well. We got a wonky game in the NBA where the Warriors are not sending anyone to Denver. Denver playing on a back-to-back should be a big game, like a preview of the playoffs. But the Warriors aren't sending Steph Curry. They're not sending, I think four starters are not being sent because they're pissed off about the schedule because they're playing like four games in 5 days or something like that. And the Nuggets are -9 tonight at home, which is kind of a weird deal. Mavericks are at home tonight with a big game with Utah coming to town. So like I'll be involved with the NBA. I'll definitely have NBA player props, but again, it's a Monday. I teach my class. I'll try to get the NBA player props to you guys as early as I possibly can. I'll have at least two. I may have a whole full unit in play more. And I at some point during the day on Monday, but I only have two bets, one in college basketball and one in the NHL. That I want to come in on, and you can probably predict what I'm going to bet for the NHL. It's another over that I'm going to get into here in just 1 second. But so I will try hard to get that in, but it's a weird Monday. So I don't really know what to do with today. The card's a little wonky, but let's just start in the NHL. Toronto is at the Columbus Blue Jackets. Columbus is number one in the NBA. In the NHL. More games have gone over for the Blue Jackets than any other team in the NHL. 36 games to the over, 36-15-4 to the over for the Blue Jackets. They're hosting Toronto, who's 29-23-2 this year to the over. In the two previous meetings, 5-4 win for the Maple Leafs, 4-3 win for the Blue Jackets. Both games have gone over the 6.5. It's -130. In the last 10 games for the Maple Leafs, they have had 10 goals, 6 goals, 8 goals, 17 goals, and 4 goals. In the last 5 games for the Blue Jackets, they've had 9, 7, 7, 5, and 4 goals being scored. At home, Columbus is 15-11-3. On the road, the Maple Leafs are 16-9-3. We are just betting the over here, laying the juice at -130. You can find that at DraftKings in most books right now. 6.5 going over 6.5. This game probably closes at 7. Toronto at Columbus, over 6.5 for a half a unit at -130. And then Gonzaga is playing up against San Francisco. This is one of those interesting games because I think Gonzaga games, I think they're shaded a point or two too high. And why I think that is because when you start looking at the numbers, you start looking at how these teams are going to be playing. You know, San Francisco has played Gonzaga this season, okay? This year, Gonzaga to the over, 11-16, 1-4 over the last 5, 3-7 over the last 10. San Francisco is 16-15 to the over, 4-1 over the last 5, and 6-4 over the last 10. But the numbers for Gonzaga have been pretty high. 152, 159, 153.5, 147.5, 164, and 163.5. All 5 of those games went under. Then San Francisco on the road, their second to last game of the regular season, they scored 89 points, 89-73. Total was 158. It went over by 4 points. Next game against St. Mary's, a 67-57 loss, 144.5, and they go under. San Francisco has been scoring, but the totals have been pretty low. Against Pacific on the road, 137.5. They scored 104 points in that game, and they wound up going over by 37.5 points. But their last game against BYU, they won 75-63. That in the opening round of the tournament, they knocked out BYU, went under by 6 points at 144. This number is 145.5. Currently, KenPom has this game listed as a 82-71 win, an 11-point win for Gonzaga. You get 2 points of value if you want to bet on San Fran plus 13, but this is also 154.5, so that's 153. That's 1.5 of value when it comes to the total. I feel more comfortable taking the under, okay? I feel more comfortable if the Zags turn it on defensively. If it's go time for them, San Francisco's already played on this court. Maybe Gonzaga gets off to kind of a slower start offensively after sitting around and not playing and kind of watching this tournament. And I think this number is inflated. I think Gonzaga totals are inflated. And I think if they're going to cover this game, they're going to cover. I don't know. I think it could be like an 80-70 type of win, or maybe an 80-65 type of win here for Gonzaga. Again, in the first game against San Francisco, Gonzaga scored 78 points. The game went under by 21 points. It was 161 and they won 78-62. I think that's kind of what we're going to see here, because San Francisco is not playing at home. The game at home for San Fran, 158, went over by 4 points, that 89-73 victory for Gonzaga. But again, they scored 89 points in that one, and it went over only because San Fran scored 73 points and they were at home. I don't think they're going to score 73 points here tonight against Gonzaga. Feel more confident. Team total Gonzaga, you want to bet that too? Won't hate that, but that's not out for me at the moment. So if you have a team total Gonzaga bet, don't mind betting team total over Gonzaga. I'm just going to bet the under for the game, because I don't trust San Francisco to do enough on their end to score, and I think they'll probably look to slow it down. I do like San Fran plus 13 in this game, if you can find that, but that'll be probably a personal play. Maybe I'll get on it, maybe I won't, I don't know. But Gonzaga and San Fran under 154.5 for a half a unit at minus 110. Okay. So just two bets here on the pod overnight. Many more coming during the day. You just got to bear with me here. I'll post it in the Discord channel. The link is underneath me here on YouTube or bettingpros.com/chat to get in to that. I also need to make a quick announcement. I forgot to do this because we pulled the name for the winner of the TJ Watt jersey. Autographed TJ Watt jersey. Michael from Aurora, Colorado won that. I don't know yet what the March, do I know what the March giveaway is? Yes, I do. The March giveaway is a Kyle Kuzma signed Wizards jersey. Okay. So that is a cool thing to give away. Kyle Kuzma signed Wizards jersey. We'll be giving that away here through Betting Pros. And I actually have to see how we're going to give that away. We've had a couple different ways of us giving that away. I think it's bettingpros.com/juice. I think, let me hold on. I'll do that while I can talk to you guys while I'm here, just to see if that's what we're doing. Yeah. Okay. It's bettingpros.com/juice still. Okay. So you go to bettingpros.com/juice and fill out the form to enter in to win the signed Kyle Kuzma jersey. It is courtesy of our friends at Pristine Auction and pristineauction.com. So that's how you do it. There you go. To enter into the signed Kyle Kuzma jersey. And congratulations to Michael from Aurora, Colorado, winning the TJ Watt signed jersey for the month of February. Very cool stuff there with that. Okay, so more to come on the Discord channel. I promise we'll get some more stuff out to you guys during the day today. But just for today, over 6.5 for Columbus and Toronto at minus 130 and under 154.5 for Gonzaga and San Francisco in the semifinals of the West Coast Conference Tournament. My name is Matt Peralta. Follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. Each and every morning, it's the Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by BetMGM.